Bearing fruit can look like all sorts of different things in life. Bearing fruit, Jesus says that we're to be fruit bearers. We'll know them by their fruit. We can't always tell what they are, except for when we see the fruit that it produces. And you ever have a tree and you wonder, I wonder what that is? And I remember this spring we were debating about that in our yard. Which one is the pear tree? And we sure enough found the pear tree. Not lots of pears this year. Pastor Bob ate our first one the other day. Actually, we've had a few of them. We just haven't been brave enough to eat it. So he's not dead, so I guess it's safe to eat now. But we know it's a pear tree because it produces what? Fruit. It produces pears. And the same with us. People know that we are Christians by the fruit that we produce. And whether it be in those tough situations where God gives you opportunity to speak with someone who's going through a lot of tough things and draw close to God and be that encouragement that they need, that, man, here's another Christian who cares, or here's the hope you can have as you go through these difficult times, or wherever it may be, God wants us to produce fruit. And oh, that we would do that in our lives. We've been studying the book of Ruth so far. We've looked at Naomi and her fruitfulness. We'll finish up Ruth here tonight, and we don't have a lot left that we want to look at with her life. But then next week we will look at, well, not next week, in the near future, we will look at Boaz and the fruitfulness that he demonstrates in his life. Again, we find Ruth, and we talked about how she bore fruit. She was committed. She was committed to God. She was committed to her mother-in-law. First, she was committed to her husband before he had died. We saw that she was courageous to leave her family behind. We saw that she was courageous to go to a foreign country. And I think of our missionaries. Botswana. I mean, man, we half of us haven't even heard of it, let alone where's it. I mean, where does it belong in the globe? And all these, and they had the courage to leave the comfort of Mason, Illinois, so that they could go to Chile and end up in Botswana because they had courage to follow God. And Ruth had courage to follow God wherever God leads in life. Oh, that we would have courage to trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. Ruth learned that. Granted, it was in the looking forward to the Messiah, actually through her seed. I mean, isn't that incredible? Just so many. We could dig into this book for weeks on end. But she was courageous. She was consistent in her love for her mother-in-law. She was consistent in her work, willing to go out when they got to this strange place. And as we had looked at in chapter 2, it was the beginning of the harvest season, so she said to her mother-in-law in verse 2, "Let me now go to the field and glean." And just incredible to see her consistency there. Last week we talked about her compassion and how Ruth was compassionate. She bore fruit through showing compassion in her speech towards her mother-in-law. "Let me now go." Did she really have to get permission from her as a grown woman? And yet here she went and she showed her love and honor and respect with her speech. She showed honor and love and respect in her actions because she went to go glean for them. This isn't about, hey, it's me. Naomi, you want to eat anything? You better go because it's hard work. But it's, hey, I love you. She showed compassion in her actions. And incredible to think about that. She showed compassion in her respect, even for Boaz and how she once again spoke to him and to his men and dealt with them. Tonight I want us to really think about the idea that Ruth was content. We can bear fruit this week by being content. Contentedness is difficult. Anybody else ever struggle with that? Or just me? Okay, Pastor Bob has. And okay, good. Anybody else? I mean, man, I struggle with being content all the time. My phone's not as nice as Chris's. Or, I mean, we like technology, okay. Or whatever it may be. Or I take longer to do this and theirs works so much better. Or, I mean, so many different things. We struggle being content. And yet here we see Ruth. She was content. She talk about losing everything. So remember, she got married and she left her father and mother. She went to live with her husband and really become his family. in a sense, leaving the wife's family, and she joined up with his family. So she was content as she left her family to follow her husband. She was content as her husband died. And could she have sought after another man? Well, that's just in modern times. What about Jesus and the woman at the well? Did the woman at the well, was she content with one man? She didn't get enough of him until she met Jesus. And he made that difference. See, Ruth was content. There was something she knew about God. She followed Naomi. And even as she committed in chapter 1, your God will be my God, your people my people. She was content to go with her. She was content to go to this foreign land because I'm convinced she knew that's where the one true God was. Because remember, Naomi, in all of her discouragement, told Ruth to go back to her family and to her what? Gods. Go back. She's content with the one true God. There are so many options. I heard a testimony of a lady today. And she grew up. Dr. Dobson interviewed her recently, and it was entitled Poverty to PhD. And she grew up, finished eighth grade, and that's as far as she got in school. And early on, she was seeking for something. And you know who knocked on her door and reached out to her? Any guesses? Jehovah's Witnesses. And she said, "Here I am." Because she was seeking something. I had Jehovah's Witnesses. We had it at our house just the other day, and in Stockbridge there, and here that she was ready. She was doing their studies with them, and she realized as a young adult something's not right, and she left them and realized it's a cult. And you know what? She found Jesus Christ and got saved and lived her life for Him. Well, Ruth, she didn't go back to her gods. She wanted the one true God. We have the one true God. We have so much to be content with in the midst of difficulty, in the midst of trials, in the midst of return lines that are taking us longer than we wanted and causing us more hassle and headache than we thought they would. We have the one true God who changes our lives. We can be content in the midst of difficult circumstances, not by pulling up our bootstraps a little harder. Oh, I can get it next time. But by walking in God, and as Ruth did, committing to God to be His. She was content to stay in Boaz's field. You know, he says, "Hey, stay with me. Stay with our field. We will take care of you. You come glean." And he mentioned even with the water, we'll take care of you for drinking water and food even. She could have gone to another field looking for something better. Oh, that's pretty good, but man, I wonder if I can find something even better. She was content with what God had given her. And her contentedness led to really an incredible life of blessing. And incredible to think through that. She was content with being comfortable where she was. With her mother-in-law in a foreign place, going out to glean. She wasn't begging, but she was basically a beggar. And under God's law, she was getting the food that was left for the widows. Because someone needed to take care of them. She was content with being comfortable in that life. I mean, do you think she was more comfortable when her husband was alive in Moab? I think so. Because her husband was able to what? Take care of her. And here, what does she have? God. And her circumstances. And she's content with that. Not that it was easy. Do you think it was easy for Ruth to go through this? No, but she was content because of her commitment to God, as we already had talked about that. Her courage from God. Her consistency in her devotion to God. She's content. And as being content, she's not just comfortable with these situations. She is thankful. She's thankful. Verse 14 of chapter 2. And Boaz said unto her, "At mealtime come thou hither and eat of the bread, and dip thy morsel in the vinegar." And she sat beside the reapers, and he reached her parched corn, And she did eat, and was sufficed, and left. And when she was risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, let her glean even among the sheaves, and reproach her not. Man, let her just take. Give it, I mean, drop by handfuls. Let her take from the spots that maybe you haven't harvested yet from. We want to take care of this young lady. Verse 16, and let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her. So you've picked it. Here's a clump. Drop it on the ground. Anybody enjoy blueberry picking? Okay, I do. I love blueberry picking. When I was a kid, I was convinced I was the best blueberry picker in my family. No one believed me because I never had blueberries in my bucket, though. But I still think I picked faster than anybody else. I just ate them and ate them and ate them. And you know, I figure one for the bucket, three for me. And I mean, and man, I enjoyed that. Well, here, this is what they're doing. She is thankful because God's taking care of her. These men are taking care of her. Verse 18, and she took it up and went into the city, and her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned, and she brought forth and gave to her that she had reserved after she was sufficed. And her mother-in-law said unto her, where hast thou gleaned today, and where wroughtest thou? Blessed be he that did take knowledge of thee. And she showed her mother-in-law with whom she had wrought, and said, the man's name with whom I wrought today is Boaz. I don't think she understood all what that meant, but God worked it out. And Naomi said unto her daughter-in-law, blessed be the Lord who hath not left off his kindness to the living and to the dead. And Naomi said unto her, the man is near of kin unto us, one of our next kinsmen. And Ruth the Moabitess said, he said unto me also, thou shalt keep fast by my young men until they have ended all my harvest. And Naomi said unto Ruth, her daughter-in-law, it is good, my daughter-in-law, that thou go out with the maidens, that they meet thee not in any other field. So she kept fast by the maidens of Boaz to glean unto the end of the harvest, or end of the barley harvest, and of the wheat harvest, and dwelt with her mother-in-law. Man, she is content. She is thankful for what God does in the little things. That's kind of little when you think about it in the realm of how we see stuff in our world. It's kind of little just to be able to glean with someone instead of going here and there. I mean, man, but yet what a blessing. She was content with those little blessings that God had given her. Sometimes it's tough to be content. But tomorrow, be content with what ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. That's what Ruth practiced, contentedness, because she had God. And she was thankful for all that he had done and given unto her. She was conscientious. All of these C's, we see a number of these characteristic things that she was. Here we see she was also conscientious. What is conscientious? She was aware. Mindful, thoughtful. I mean, so she's aware of what's going on. She's thinking about it and wanting to do good, right, the best. And so even with her relationship with Boaz and how it begins here, she's conscientious of him. Okay, so she understands these things, but she's showing respect and honor to him. But chapter 3, again, we don't have time to read all of this. I encourage you, if you have not read through the book of Ruth yet during our study, go ahead and do it a couple times here. You can read through it real quick in a day even. You can read through it in a half hour and just continue to learn, see some of these truths. But she's conscientious. Chapter 3, verse 14. Her mother-in-law had told her to go to him and lay at his feet. At verse 14, and she lay at his feet until the morning, and she rose up before one could know another. And he said, let it not be known that a woman came into the floor. So she goes and she presents this whole idea, hey, you could be our kinsman redeemer that God has done. But she was appropriate even about that. Man, she was so cautious and careful. And man, even in our relationships, we need to be conscientious of other people and careful as we deal with our relationships with the opposite sex. How am I going to deal with them? And make sure I'm conscientious with all of that. We need to be conscientious with our relationships with other people that we work with. We need to be conscientious of relationships with people we live with. Our spouse or kids or other family members, however that may be, being conscientious of them and their needs and really even their desires. I need to be conscientious. And Ruth demonstrates that for us in her life. And we can continue on, and we could see that. Chapter 4 talks a lot about Boaz, so we'll deal with that a little bit later. But seeing Ruth in her life, was Ruth fruitful? And can you and I be fruitful on Thursday and Friday and Saturday? Yeah. So some things we can take away from Ruth's life. She was committed. Let's be committed to tomorrow to God. No matter what may happen, what situations may come, I can be committed to God. Let's be courageous and go where you want me to go. Dear Lord, I'll be what you want me to be. Being courageous by following God. Let's be consistent in our walk with God. Not sporadic. Again, I'm preaching to the choir here. Man, you're consistent even with your attendance to church. Man, I praise it. You don't know what that means to me. And I'm glad you don't come to church for me. I don't want anybody to come to church for me. I'm just telling you, okay? And you shouldn't want anybody to come to church for you. Now, sometimes people do that. And God can work in that. And aren't you thankful? Sometimes people come to church for you, and God works through that and works in their lives. But our motivation, and I'm thankful I see that from your life, your motivation is not about Pastor Josh. It's about God. And I want to grow with God in my walk with God and honor Him. Man, be committed. Continue to stay consistent, compassionate, content, conscientious. So many things that we can be. Let's be fruitful this week, like Ruth was fruitful in the midst of difficult circumstances. Father, we thank you for your love. Help us to be fruitful as we go throughout the rest of this week. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.